The admission by National Party MP Hamish Walker, he leaked the personal details of COVID-19 patients, has a ring of dirty politics, according to the Health Minister. Last night, the Clutha Southland MP admitted to leaking the patient details to the media. The former National Party President and Acting Chief Executive of Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust, Michelle Bowe, confirmed she gave the list of quarantined patients to Mr Walker. Chris Hipkins told reporters it wasn't how MPs should behave.
Like all New Zealanders, I'm very disappointed at the revelations that there are politicians involved in this. I think it is incumbent on all of us to do the right thing when we receive information like that, which is sensitive, which does record people's personal and private information, and to not release that publicly or to the media. And I'm disappointed that that hasn't happened in this instance.
Now, he said the leak had a ring of dirty politics about it.
This is a very disappointing situation. It does have a ring of dirty politics to it, and I think that, you know, that would be very sad for the forthcoming election campaign.
National Party leader Todd Muller, who we'll hear from after seven, had earlier called the leak unacceptable and shabby. Mr Hipkins suggested Mr Muller needed to review his comments in light of the revelation. It was his own party who had leaked the details.
I think perhaps he might want to reflect on the comments that he made and consider whether or not he applies those to his own members of Parliament as well.
Mr Muller yesterday stripped Hamish Walker of his portfolio's responsibility. Yesterday the government announced there would be an inquiry to find the source of the leak. Mr Hipkins told reporters that despite last night's admissions, the inquiry will continue.
There is now an investigation underway, obviously. That's being headed by Michael Herron. He has the ability to require all of the information and to get all of the information that he will need. And before I make any further comment on what subsequent action might follow, I think it's important that that investigation runs its course.
Now, we did ask to speak to Hamish Walker and Michelle Bogue. Both declined to speak to RNZ. But we have spoken to National Party leader Todd Muller earlier this morning. We'll play that interview after seven. Now, in it, he tells us he has written to the National Party board asking them to remove Hamish Walker from the party. He tells us there needs, quote, "there needs to be consequences."